It is a good bet that someone, somewhere, is celebrating in Greece today. Wine is a pretty ancient component of Greek culture, and whether winners or losers politically, everyone in Greece can agree today that a full-fledged crisis has been averted for now with the election of the pro-bailout New Democracy Party. The wine may be cautiously flowing in Greece, but around the world, Greek wine exports are growing. It's a bright spot in an otherwise ravaged economy, and the reasons may have as much to do with Greeks around the world voting with their wine glasses as it does an upgrade of this ancient industry, new technology, and modern fermenting techniques. The banking crisis, the continuing woes of the Greek economy, and the political situation in Athens make for heated lunch and dinner table conversation at Molivos Restaurant in Midtown Manhattan. Sommelier Kamal Kouri and owner Nick Livanos took us on a tour of some upbeat Greek wines that are taking the sting out of the worst economic crisis in Greece since World War II. So Kamal, what have you noticed about your business, the interest in Greek wine, as this crisis has escalated?
Well, actually, we saw a tremendous improvement in demand in Greek wines. That's why we took the initiative for the last 3 years to go 100% Greek wines.
How closely are you watching the situation over in Greece right now?
Actually, very, because we definitely involved with winemakings and we visit the vineyards. And the crisis in Greece right now are affecting definitely in a big way the viniculture and viticulture and vinification of wines.
It's a bright spot in the economy right now, the wine industry. Even though the country's in a serious recession, wine is not doing badly.
Exactly, and especially that's what comes Greece in, because Greek wine are very moderate prices, so you can find very distinctive flavors, but still you can pay a $40 to $60 of wine and you can enjoy maybe the flavors of a Riesling that costs $90 to $120 bottle of wine.
Well, this looks gorgeous here. We've got some meatballs, we've got some taran salata, we've got some tzatziki. All, I suspect, goes well with these wines here.
Definitely.
Let's change gears for just a second. How emotionally involved are you in the election and what's been going on?
We pay close attention to that. I had a chance to be in election night in Greece. I was visiting some friend, you know, in some wineries, and I saw Greeks are really, 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 really involved. From, you see, young crowd, they want change, they want something that, because they feel that their honor been stepped on us in some way.
It's a pride.
They're not
thing.
Lazy people. They work very hard.
Do you see an end to all of this crisis and bailout and austerity and, you know, concern about the euro, the drachma, that sort of thing? Do you see an end, or is it just going to continue?
I hope so, you know, for sake of Greece and of the world too, because Greece is a beautiful country, has a lot of things to offer. Maybe, you know, better management of the country will definitely put Greece back on the map. It's been there for thousands of years, and I don't think...
It's going anywhere.
Going anywhere, so...
Nick, let me ask you a couple of questions, if you don't mind. I mean, in a restaurant like this that, you know, is one of the finest Greek restaurants, certainly here in New York City, how has the crisis sort of changed the conversations around tables and really drawn you into what is a huge international story?
A year ago, there was a lot of sarcasm. Greeks are lazy. Greeks are tax evaders. They're corrupt, but now there's a lot of sympathy. Right now, Greece has food lines. There's a huge homeless population, things that we've never seen in Greece before.
Do you hear people saying, all right, we're rolling up our sleeves, here's how we're helping, here's who I'm in touch with back in Greece?
Definitely within the Greek community, we're all showing our support as best as possible. There's not a Greek person that doesn't have family that they're directly in contact with, and friends for that matter. That my father speaks to his sister every single day. Everyone's on pins and needles. Everyone's very, very fearful of what would happen if Greece leaves the euro. For the most part, no one thinks that's a good thing. You know, to return to the drachma will be disastrous. It's, even though maybe years from now it might be a good thing, but definitely not in the in the short term.
I can feel the emotion and the fact that you have a stake in this, that's for sure. Is there a best case outcome for you on the election? Of course, when this airs, we'll know, but beyond the election, what do you wish for?
Just stabilization. I think Greeks are prepared for the fact that there's going to be some very lean years. They're ready to do that. One thing that I've seen happening that maybe is indirectly a good thing is many people are returning to their hometowns, to their villages, and where they're originally from. Because every Greek still has their ancestral home. There was a disproportionate percentage of the population is in Athens. Half the population of Greece is in Athens. And too many people have left the villages. Now they're returning to what their grandparents did, farming. On my mother's side, they were all farmers. On my father's side, fishermen. And you're hearing that more and more. You know, enough of this. I'm going back home. Our grandparents had no problem. They were able to feed themselves. We're seeing and hearing more and more of that. So if that's a good thing, I hope it is.
If I was standing in the village that you think of as your ancestral home, what would I see?
Water.
Yeah?
You see the water, you see the fishing port, and you see the beaches all in the same view.
And the fish all laid out on the ice, and I just sort of pick one and decide that's my dinner.
Actually, that's another indirect thing. Because fish has been very expensive, prices have actually dropped, and Greeks are able to eat more and more fish again.
Nick and Kamal, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Malibos and restaurants around New York City are celebrating Greek wines this month, a welcome distraction from the crisis, as well as a chance to celebrate exports up 13% in the past decade.
Come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.